Blue Monday is a one-act jazz opera by George Gershwin. It's set in a Harlem nightclub and tells the story of a lover's spat that turns deadly. So what better place to perform it than inside the legendary Cotton Club in Harlem? Soprano Alison Cambridge plays Vi, the jealous sweetheart.
The audience can see every little nuance, every wink, every smirk, everything. Nothing will get by them. And I really like that, actually, because you can be a lot more natural and realistic with your gestures. You don't have to be so grand because you don't have to project physically to the back of a 3,000-seat house.
An African-American cast of classically trained singers and dancers teamed up with the house jazz band to perform the Gershwin score. Al Pezant, a longtime saxophonist with the Cotton Club All-Stars, says it's a different kind of experience, even for him.
It's new, it's something different, because we are, you know, swing music. But it basically, it's still soulful music you can feel. It's been quite a challenge, but we've been up for the challenge.
This production of Blue Monday was directed by Eric Einhorn, the founder of On-Site Opera. He says the Cotton Club is the perfect venue.
When you just hear the name, you already are there. You're imagining the 20s, you're imagining this, the Harlem Renaissance, all these things that you bring to the venue. So when you walk in the door, you're already halfway there in the story. That's what will make this truly an immersive experience for the audience, is what everybody brings to it.
Back in the day, the Cotton Club thrived on a different site further uptown. It was a white-only establishment, even though it featured many of the best black entertainers and jazz musicians of the era, including Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, and Lena Horne. Bass baritone Clayton Matthews still feels the power of that legacy.
Well, the Cotton Club was the center for everything that went on in the Harlem Renaissance. I mean, you talk about the fashion, you talk about the music, you talk about the literature, and the artists like Billie Holiday and Duke Ellington. It started a whole movement. I mean, think of the word Renaissance. It means rebirth. You know, this was the rebirth of African-American community, which needed it. You know, we were put down for so long. It means a lot that I could just come here and almost continue it.
When Blue Monday was first performed on Broadway in the 20s, it was done by white singers in blackface. It was a flop. But this revival makes it clear that Gershwin's jazz opera was well ahead of its time, an African-American story in the Italian Verismo style of opera, a style that Clayton Matthews knows well.
I think Gershwin is trying to introduce opera to a community that's not familiar in their terms, you know. Obviously in jazz music, which African Americans heavily influenced. Yeah, I just think he was just trying to speak the language to us, to get us to come and to experience and the same kind of dramas that the Europeans had in their operas, you know, and I think it's worked.